Hi, I'm Johanna.
And I'm Evan.
And welcome to our show.
We're just two very unimportant people talking about very unimportant topics.
Because why not? Guys, this is the first time we're not smelling each other's breath.
Aww.
Do you miss it?
Do you miss it?
I walked in and I was like, hi, Eddie Cocktail. And you over there farting.
Yeah, and that's literally the story of my life.
Hi.
Like,
hi.
Wait, are we starting?
Oh.
Or is this still a practice? I guess we should start.
We should start.
Hi.
Hello.
Episode, I don't know.
What is it?
Four?
This is four? No, it's not.
Oh.
Is this three? I think this is three.
No, we just did three.
We did three episodes already?
We did two in a row.
Oh my God.
So let's restart.
This year is a blur.
Hey, let's restart. Hey.
Hey. Hello.
We're back, baby. And guess what?
What?
This fucking stupid ass girl over here.
Yep. What happened?
Just got a mic.
Yep. Cue the applause for me. Thank you.
Mama, kudos for spilling.
Kudos for spilling. I finally got my own mic, guys. So I'm no longer breathing down Evan's neck.
Yep.
I'm no longer smelling his breath. He's no longer smelling mine.
Yeah, I'm misspelling each other's breath.
We're no longer making out on the mic. One mic.
So cute.
All I need is one mic. That's Nas. Damn, why do I have a song for everything?
Add it to the playlist.
This is crazy. That playlist is going to make no sense.
No, it already makes no sense. The last episode alone was like hot into like Ed Sheeran and like Adele. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, hello everyone.
Ew, no, you have a mic and now you think you're NPR. Oh. Hello everyone.
Oh,
welcome to, what was that? What did it used to be called at like late night, like on the radio?
What?
Oh, what was that called? Phone a friend. Eddie.
Phone a friend.
What was that called? Like no, like slow jams or whatever.
Oh, slow jam. On Power 105, they used to call it Power After Hour.
Ooh.
Oh, I was obsessed. They used to play the best
this
music.
This is you right now. Hey, everybody. Hello, everyone.
Oh, guys, no. Power I'm definitely hour. Eating this mic thing.
I know. You look so professional. This is so funny. Yeah,
I'm like, oh, I'm a professional now.
Yeah, with your fucking turtleneck.
Okay, bitch. It's olive and it's eating. The turtleneck is eating.
It's eating something.
It's it's eating the bitches up.
Bitches, where the bitches?
It's eating the bitches up. Okay, I'm slaying this turtleneck with my bob. We are both giving.
Wait, two episodes ago.
Yep,
episodes ago, I said R.I.P. to the bob.
Okay, well the bob was reincarnated.
No, honestly, truthfully, 100%. I love the bob on you.
It really is.
It looks so good.
It really is. Like my hair appointment is next week, so it will actually go away next week.
Aww.
After next Wednesday.
I'm going to miss it.
I'll circle it back in May, though.
Okay.
On a random day when I don't feel like doing my hair.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm really going to miss it.
Okay. We already sang goodbye to the bob and everything. You did a whole funeral post.
Yeah.
About the
I
bob.
Did. We had a moment of silence.
We did.
Wow.
You know, I don't like to follow the rules.
I know. Oh, my God.
I'm a rule breaker.
We're here. And, we should tell them about our concoction.
Oh, okay. So, obviously, every episode. We give you guys.
No, okay. Stop this. Are you kidding me? Not you with your microphone voice. This is crazy.
Take this mic away from me.
You're like, hello, everyone. No, your voice got three octaves lower.
I can't have this mic. I can't have this mic. No, I don't even know what I was going to say. Oh, every episode, we have a different drink. It really has been something different every time.
I know. You made, in like one of the, on like the first season.
Yeah.
You like made a joke. They were like, we drink a different drink each time. And yeah. I was like. Do nope. we? Like, in my head, I was like, no, we don't. Because sometimes we were at work. But yeah. I was like, wait, you're right. We're drinking tea. Like, we're drinking something.
Yeah, we were.
That, like, we are drinking something. So, but lately, when we're at my apartment, we're drinking.
We're drinking. Because at work, it would be, like, coffee, tea, or the smoothie from 7 a.m.
Yeah. That was a mess. That was concerning. I was concerned.
That was a concerning moment.
Yeah. Last episode, we got drunk, though. So, let's do that to that. Cheers.
Oh, should I apologize?
No. Cheers.
Guys.
Oh, let's apologize. Oh my God, imagine if the classes just broke.
I would be so upset. I would really upset.
Pod canceled.
5 seconds. I really want to drink this episode. The concoction. We never told them.
Oh, yes.
What we're drinking.
What's the concoction, Edward? Phone a friend.
We have a little. We have a little gin.
Okay.
We have some Parrot Bay rum, pineapple juice, lime, and seltzer.
Okay, so that was Parrot Bay, gin, lime, I missed something. Rum. Pineapple juice. And rum.
So Pear Bay rum.
Yep.
Gin.
Okay. Oh, gin is what I missed. Yes. Okay.
It's a gin. It's a Pear Bay gin.
Oh. You know, I don't know.
Why is, like, this episode's 40 minutes long. I'm going to edit all of this out.
No. Why? They want to know about the concoction.
Okay.
No, that's our concoction. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bartender.
Bartender.
Where's the sunglasses on my head? I should put it on.
I'm Girl, gonna... when did you... Oh, yeah, I want to put sunglasses on. Imagine if we did a whole thing with sunglasses and hats. Can we? One sec. Let me get...
Can we right now?
One sec. I'm pausing.
Intermission.
Oh, my God, already?
That's so soon. I didn't know I had sunglasses on my head this whole time.
They do, and that's the only thing. Like, I want
to, like,
hello. Oh, not the bucket head.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
My thing was still on. I just realized I never stopped.
Yeah, no, that's good. I didn't stop either. Oh. Okay. All right.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, bitches. We're back.
We're back.
First
couple episodes were a little bit bumpy.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry the mic was not working, but we're working today. Yeah.
We got our shit together. We had some mic issues where one of us was either really loud or really low. So we apologize. And thank you for still listening.
Ew, now we do this fucking podcast voice.
Oh, I'm...
Wait, I like I'm recording with sunglasses. We both have our sunglasses on right now.
Yeah. I'm loving the sunglasses vibe, I'm not gonna lie.
Me too, I'm laying down.
The cocktail, the sunglasses, the concoction. Vibe, the mic.
Life is good.
Life is
oh
good.
Oh my God.
Add Drake and Future, life is good.
Life is good. Life Add it to good. The playlist.
Yes.
We guys follow the playlist.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I have to do immediately?
What?
Shout out. To Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, baby.
We had more than one listener from Amsterdam.
I just want to know them. I want to fly out to Amsterdam and meet our fans.
If you...
You think we have fans?
I don't know.
I won't go that far.
I'm going to call you guys supporters for now because you don't be like, ew, get the fuck. They have big ass heads.
Oh, you're so good.
Now we're
you're
not so tuning right. in to episode 5.
Oh my God, please tune in. I need attention.
If you are listening to us from Amsterdam, Netherlands, send us a DM.
At because why not pod?
Thank you.
Because
we want to know. Not? We want to get to know our listeners.
That's our listeners. You're right. Our fans listeners? Is a lot.
Yeah.
There are listeners.
Our listeners?
Yeah. That's a better way to put it.
Is that safe?
Look, I'm sinking more and more into the couch. I got my legs wide open. I'm laying here.
My thing is, I watched it happen and I was immediately like, the more the episode goes on, more comfortable you got.
I'm just like, yeah. But hi, let's talk about topics. Let's talk about things.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like we got to get into some things.
Oh, let's get into some shit. What did I say earlier, though, that I wanted to read the comments about? Remember?
Something about other side of the bed.
Oh, it was like, if you're single, what's on the other side of your bed? That should be a good question for our listeners, too. If you're single, what do you have on the other side of your bed?
I'll tell you.
Ooh, what are you? You're not single.
If I was single.
What would you have on the other side of your bed if you were single?
Laundry.
Oh, okay.
Like laundry that I've never folded.
Okay.
That I just continue to keep using.
Okay.
So mine's laundry. Nothing too scandalous.
Mine is water bottles because I have to have water because I wake up in the middle of the night and start choking out of nowhere.
Oh, you're talking about nightstand?
No, like on your bed. I'll have a water bottle on my bed.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm weird.
That makes sense. No, I'm not judging.
I've seen like someone say like they'll have snacks on the bed. I've done that before, but I was like, I don't think this is okay.
Snacks? Oh, in the bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got listeners, thoughts? Snacks in the bed?
Yeah.
Not for me.
It's giving pig.
It's giving pig. Sorry. Yeah. Not for me.
Snacks in the bed.
No, it's not for me.
I want to find the comment now.
Wait, there's something I want to talk about.
What? You like...
We just had an earthquake. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you.
Welcome
we had
to
an earthquake.
New York. Welcome to New York.
Oh my God, you know that song?
Bitch.
Bitch. You know, add it to the playlist. Hey,
how dare you?
You know that song? Okay.
Thank you.
We had an earthquake
in
New York. Well, Jersey too. Sorry to
guys,
Jersey.
Like, he's being serious. New York and Jersey, the fact that you like disqualified Jersey and the earthquake
was
actually
in New Jersey.
In Jersey.
I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah. I mostly want to talk about our mom's reactions because I was actually saved this for the pod for today.
Your mom's reaction?
Yeah, she was just as extra as your mom.
Susan, what'd you do?
Well, okay, wait, what did Marge do?
My mom, first of all, she texted me 40 minutes later. She was like, I thought it was the people upstairs. She was like, then like I felt like the kitchen was shaking, and I told your brother, grab his son and let's run outside. And then when we got outside, everyone was outside. And then she was just like, yeah, I was so confused. I was like, I didn't know what was going on. And basically when she tells this story to everybody, like this was actually funny. She like, I guess everything that my brother said or his reaction, because he was like, I think it's an earthquake. My mom was telling the story like, as if she said it. So she's telling the story to other family members. She's like, yeah, I said this when I felt the house shaking. And my brother walked in. He was like, no, I said that. You just told the story in reverse. But I will say I was really shocked at her, because she didn't text me or call me and tell me Jesus was coming.
Oh.
She didn't say, God, the world's come to an end. Now, oh. She started saying that when I got home.
Oh, she waited.
She waited.
She was like, that's an in-person conversation.
Yeah. But what she did say was like, you need to come home now, which is.
She literally texted you. Come home.
Now. And my shift wasn't even done at work.
I love a shift. As if you like it. My shift wasn't done. My shift. As if you like had a job where you were like, had a shift, like a server, yeah. Like with a shift.
It's not actually a shift, guys.
No, you just weren't done with your work day.
But it was like.
Come home now.
The earthquake happened like 10 something in the morning.
Yeah.
We finished the work day at 3:30. And she's like, come home. And I was like, so you want me to just be like, hey, I'm walking out?
My mom calls me that night, and she leaves me a voicemail. So that was, I guess she was just checking up on me after the earthquake. Oh, I love
that she left a voicemail, by the way.
Yeah, and it was like the usual, like, you don't have to call back because aww. I don't. And so, sorry, mom. And so then the next morning, she texts me. So I just wake up in the morning. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
She texts me in the morning. Are you up? And I was like, yes, I just woke up. Mm-hmm. And my mom doesn't usually text me these things. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, going to call you. And I was like, oh, shit. So I'm nervous. You know, yeah. I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, I got to hurry up quick. Mm-hmm. And my mom calls me. Mm-hmm. It's early in the morning. Well, it's not early. It's like 9. But I'm like, I haven't spoken yet. And then she's like, yeah, I just wanted to see how you are with everything. And I was like, what's everything? And she was like, well, you know, with the earthquake and the eclipse, literally just two life things that don't affect me at all. The earthquake, which is totally like 3 seconds of my life, and a solar eclipse, which didn't happen yet because it was over the weekend,
right?
And I was like, I'm fine. But I was just like, this is drama. She was just she was in it for the drama.
I love it.
She was just like, tell me about the earthquake, like, how do you feel about the eclipse, how do you feel about, well, you know, because everyone's going to be coming in. A lot of people are coming into New York. And I'm like, I will literally be at work. I don't
care. She wanted to talk about it. She wanted the tea from your perspective.
I didn't have the tea from my perspective at 9 in the morning.
Which is so funny. So he's over here like, I don't give a fuck about the eclipse and da-da-da. Let me tell you guys, Evan was having a photo shoot yesterday during the eclipse.
And I looked good.
You did, actually. The fuck? I showed my mom, too.
You did?
Yeah, she was cracking up. I forgot to tell you. She thinks you're the funniest person ever. She was like, wait, you guys got to see it? And I was like, yeah, we all were on the roof of our jobs with the glasses. And then I showed her your story. And I was like, look, Evan had a whole photo shoot. Wow. And she was like, he's something else.
Wow. Yeah. I am something else. You are. Thank you.
You are.
That and more.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something.
Ooh, tell me.
I'm a little drunky. It hit. Ooh, I made my drink. I hoggled my. Wait, did I talk about hoggle?
What does that mean?
I never told you the name hoggle.
What? That sounds very sexual.
I'm sitting up for this. It is the opposite of sexual, baby.
Hoggle?
Hoggle. That's sexual to you? Like, ooh, hoggle.
I hoggled my drink as giving.
Oh. Oh. Oh my God.
Thank God this is not a video.
Oh my God.
You need to edit out this sound effect.
I'm going to make it stronger.
No.
Okay, so
there's certain people who listen to this that are gonna be like, oh my God, I had no idea she had such a potty mouth.
But you know what, the babes in the Netherlands are gonna love it.
Shout out to you guys.
Okay, so let me tell you about hoggle. I'm so excited to bring this up on the pod because I think this could be a thing. Mm-hmm. So you probably haven't seen this movie. I just assume, I could be wrong, but the movie Labyrinth.
No, but so why do you judge me like that?
I didn't judge you. What, you should be judging me.
Why'd you think I didn't see it?
I don't know. We should watch it together, though. That'd be so fun. We should.
Me, because what the fuck is the labyrinth? Like, what the fuck is that?
Wait, you look so cool right now.
Oh, you look so cool. Who gave me a mic?
Who gave you a mic?
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Wait, this episode is just us hyping each other.
It's so
up.
And it's so stupid. Everyone's gonna be like, we're not getting anything out of this episode. No,
I wouldn't either. I'm not even gonna want to re-listen to this. Okay, so let me tell you about hoggling. So yeah. Hoggle. Okay, so in the movie, I'm gonna make this short. Mm-hmm. So in the movie Labyrinth, there's this little, it's like a fantasy movie starring David Bowie. And there's like this little kind of like troll guy. Mm-hmm. And his name is Hoggle. Okay. And in the movie, David Bowie's character, mm-hmm. he tries to basically poison the main character mm-hmm. with this, I forgot what it was, a pear. Okay. A peach.
Okay.
So basically, Hoggle gave Sarah this peach and she took a bite and she was put under a spell. And so she's like, Hoggle, what have you done to me? But one night, I made Eddie a drink and I made it extra fucking strong because mm-hmm. Eddie can take a strong ass drink. Mm-hmm. So I probably did like 2 shots and then I was like, maybe a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Then I gave it to him. He took like a few sips and he looked at me with little drunk puppy eyes and said, Hoggle. What have you done to me? And so now we always say, you hoggled me. When you like, you made my shit too strong. And now I'm like, oops.
I like it.
So if you make your drink too strong, you're hoggled.
You hoggled. You're hoggled. You hoggled me.
You hoggled me.
It sounds so like, whoa. Like imagine somebody walking out at you like, you hoggled me. I'd be like, you what?
Yeah, no, but now when you're at a, like, if you like, I make you a drink, you're like, whoa, you hoggled me. Like you got me fucked up.
And Edward, you hoggled me.
What is with you and this mic is insane.
It's a sunny day. We are really scatterbrained.
We're today. Really scatterbrained.
Oh my God. We are.
Eddie, are you noticing this?
You just can't stay on task.
We can't.
Do you guys need some Adderall?
No. Daddy. Have you ever taken Adderall?
Red Bull and Adderall. No, I haven't. Do you know what song I just sang?
No.
How fucking dare you?
Not you with this mic. I really cannot handle you. You guys, she's in a whole new person. She has a new personality. I don't understand.
It's
you thought Maya Angelou was here yesterday, but Maya Angelou is here today.
Can you imagine if I was having that conversation with this mic?
Oh.
I feel like I would have went on. I would have went on.
I would have sat in silence. I would have thrown my microphone into the other room. No, you last episode, you spoke so much truth into my soul.
I would have gave the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech.
Oh my God, totally.
And I don't even know it. It would have just It'd be
I have two dreams. You would have one-upped them.
Yep.
I have two dreams, actually. Yeah. Last night I had two dreams. Oh, wait. I had a nightmare last night.
Wait.
Fun fact. What? You what? I was
having a nightmare. A midday nightmare? Do you want to tell us about your nightmare?
Tell us.
Edward.
Oh, no. I don't remember. I just remember it being bad.
How did you wake up from the nightmare?
How did you wake up? I'm still in it.
Like, right? Like, this nightmare is
this
still
is still
on.
The nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you want to know something that I love? Do you know that meme that's, baby, that's Keke Palmer? Do you know that meme?
Yeah, when it's like, my sister died.
Yeah. And then it's like, baby, that's Keke Palmer. Yeah.
Have you ever seen when she responded to that? When she reposted it?
Yeah.
Loved it. I'm
obsessed with that. Yeah. Like I want to start using that as a regular, like when someone says something and you're like, baby, that's Keke Palmer.
But isn't it funny that was actually someone actually said that stupid shit.
Yeah.
And like, it was like, it became a joke, but it was like, someone really said that stupid shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's my sister who died in a car crash and blah, blah, blah. Baby, that's Keke Palmer.
I was like, you were really being dead ass by saying like, that's my, like what?
And she was so smart to brand that. Like that's her podcast. It's called Baby, That's Keke Palmer. Kiki.
No way, I didn't know that.
Yes, her podcast is called Baby, That's Keke Palmer.
Oh my God, what if the person steals her money?
No, I think she reached out, she said. I watched an interview with her.
Oh, shit.
But I want to start saying that more often to things. Baby, That's Keke Palmer. Or like whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, baby, that's Joanna.
I love when people do that. I love the Keke Palmer thing. Because they'll do it for random shit now. Yeah. And just be like, baby, that's Keke Palmer.
That's what I mean. I want to start saying that. That's my new boots. Oh. I'm in my baby. No.
Oh, are we saying RIP to boots? Oh
no,
wow.
We're saying all right here.
Oh wow! Rest in... I thought it was the end of an era for boots.
It's the beginning.
Everyone boots. Would like boots to rest.
The house.
Do you remember Saria said she wanted to throw out her actual boots?
Saria.
Her actual boots. Someone wanted to throw out their boots because you keep saying boots.
Saria.
Isn't that crazy? Shout out to Saria.
Wow. I was on a train the other day and there was a homeless man and he said, he was screaming, do you know who the fuck I am?
Okay.
I'm scared. No one knew who the fuck he was. But I had to write that down because I just thought, of all things to scream, yeah. I thought that was actually pretty iconic.
That is iconic.
Do you know who the fuck I am?
That's very iconic.
He thought he was like a celebrity.
Yeah, he was eating.
He was eating with that. Because he made me kind of look at him for a sec to be like, who is that?
Not you trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I was like, do I know who the fuck you are? And then I was like, no, unfortunately.
Wow.
Sorry, sir.
Okay, he ate.
He did, though.
You ever heard the same when they were like, you ate that little one thing?
No.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite shit on Twitter. It's like when you hate somebody, but they have a valid point, or they did something like good, or they had like a cunty moment, and it's like, all right, you ate that little one thing.
That was this man.
Yeah. So he, it's like, I'm going to give you that.
He ate that little one thing.
That's what it is. I'm going to give you that.
Oh, stop.
You ate that little one thing.
No, he didn't eat anything else.
No. It's just you ate that little... That's what it is.
You ate that little one thing. Wow.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
I'm going to start saying that.
It's such a Twitter thing.
Wow.
Like, and it's like, oh, your ops are saying something, and you're like, damn, I agree with my ops. All right, you ate that little one thing.
Damn.
Yep.
Okay, I actually really love that.
Yeah.
What Kiki Palmer movies have I seen? That's actually so embarrassing for me. Because not that many. I've seen Akeelah and the Bee. Wait, I don't know. Is that it? Joanna, what Kiki Palmer movies have you seen?
I don't even know if I've seen the whole thing of Akeelah and the Bee. Isn't that crazy?
No. Because it's boring.
Okay. Damn, what Kiki Palmer movies have I seen? Have I seen Kiki Palmer movies?
Kiki Palmer. Oh, yeah, I love her so much. I can't name
a
movie.
What the fuck?
My brain's fried.
Hold on. Wait. I'm going to look it up. This is crazy. Because why do I feel like now I haven't seen any Kiki Palmer movies?
I kind of feel like I'm in that Truth commercial where the person's just kind of laying there, like the thing on the couch. Like,
That's you. And you just keep slouching. Oh, okay. I found like.
Oh, can you read me her IMDb?
Okay, this is so crazy because I haven't seen Nope and I actually wanted to see Nope.
No, me too. It's on my list.
Damn, this just came up and I'm like, damn, because I haven't seen Nope.
You know what? Nope is like 2.5 hours long. I need them to take out 45 minutes of that.
I can do that. Come on, you can do that if you've done Marvel movies.
2.5, and I don't do Marvel movies.
Well, there you go.
2.5 hours? Sorry, damn. Nope. Nope to 2.5 hours. I need them to take out 45 minutes of that, which I know is fluff.
Yeah.
And just get to the good part.
Damn, I don't watch Kiki Palmer movies at all.
Damn.
I'm looking at this list. This is crazy.
Baby, that's Kiki Palmer.
She's in Light here. I have seen half of that movie, so maybe I didn't recognize her voice.
What's going on with you watching half of movies? See, that would be me with Nope.
That's really bad. I haven't seen Alice. I didn't want to see Alice. Oh, I've seen Hustlers. She's in Hustlers? Oh, she is in Hustlers, the J-Lo movie.
Oh, J-Lo.
And Cardi.
Oh, J-Lo, please. Cardi's in that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have seen that. So that, oh, yes. Kiki's in that. Okay, I've seen that. I haven't seen Ice. I don't remember her being in Ice Age. Apparently, she's in Ice Age. oh, I've seen Madea Goes to Jail.
I don't remember her being in Ice Age. Where would you see her?
I don't know. She's a voice. I'm supposed to recognize her voice. I have seen Madea Goes to Jail because she had a nasty attitude in that. They were whooping her ass.
Oh, Eddie probably has seen that.
She's like, you're not my mama with her little pigtails. I remember that.
Aw.
Damn, I don't know Kiki Palmer movies. That's crazy. Sorry to This Man.
Baby, that's Kiki Palmer.
I have seen Sorry to This Man, though.
I've seen Sorry to This Man. Because
that's Hustlers.
Also. No, she said it in an interview.
No, that's not from a movie?
No.
Shut the fuck up. That's not in Hustlers?
No.
I made that up.
Lying on the pod.
Like,
no, it's from an interview where they show Kiki Palmer a picture of Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
And they say something about him. And then she goes, I'm sorry, I don't know this man. And said, this man could walk. What did she say?
This man could walk past me down the street and I wouldn't even know. Who. Sorry to this man.
Sorry to this man.
Well, you know what? That's going to be, let me, that's my motto for 2024. Sorry to this man.
Ooh.
And that is like, it's not gender specific.
So it's just sorry to all you fucking people.
Sorry to this man. And that's for everybody.
You could walk right by me on the street and wouldn't mean a thing.
Nope.
Sorry to you people.
Sorry to you people.
I love that.
I'm just going to call everyone man. Sorry. I'm going to say sorry to this man.
Sorry to this man.
Yeah. And it applies for everybody.
I love that.
Thank you. Oh my God. I just remembered I have a 10 a.m. gym session.
Ooh.
We're getting skinty for the summer. Look, I'm doing this again with the mic.
You are.
Oh, meanwhile, this episode is like, that's it.
I feel like you did that first episode too. I feel like you were like, hello, everyone.
Hello. I got a mic, so now I don't know how to act. Now I'm like, I need to work on my podcast voice. Because the last two episodes, did you guys find me annoying the last two episodes? Because I found myself to be a little aggy.
You're so hard on yourself.
Thank you. That was sweet. Okay.
I loved you last episode. Okay, it was so great.
Guys, friendships, friends validate you.
That's right.
This is beautiful.
We were just talking about love languages, words of affirmation. I love giving words of affirmation.
See, there we go.
There we go.
Validating me, I need that. Words of affirmation. Wow, I'm emotional.
You're emotional?
Yes.
If I made you cry in this pod, I would actually like love my life. I would take pictures. It'd be weird. I'd profit off of it somehow.
You would take pictures and post it.
I put on t-shirts and stuff. I would sell them.
On t-shirts.
People,
and sell them?
People at work would buy it.
Now I'm going to sue you and our friendship is over.
No, we'd be together. We'd split the money. We'd profit together.
My ugliest face, it's giving Kim.
Oh, and it would just say, because why not?
Because why not? Is that my crying face? What is my crying face? My crying face is definitely ugly.
Have I seen you cry? Have we seen each other cry yet?
You've seen me cry. I feel like once, at least. Once or twice.
We saw her cry. We do it all the time. We do your cry all the time.
What's my cry? When did you see me cry?
She was not crying. Oh, crying. You were crying at high school graduation.
Graduated, and you were like,
oh, I felt like I know what kid it was.
Yeah.
I knew. No, I was blown away.
Eddie and I quote that all the
time. I hate you guys.
He goes, that's my girl. I just says about anyone. That's my girl.
Edward, fuck yourself.
Because you were just crying.
Wait, I feel like I'm loud. Oops.
Girl, you are.
I am. Oh, okay.
You just realized this now?
Yeah.
And you're 38 years old?
I am not 38 years old, bitch. I'm far from 38. I don't even look like I'm 30.
No, I didn't say that. You don't look like you're 30 at all.
I'm 38 years old. If I'm 38, then you're 45.
Damn. Yeah. I wonder how old people think I am.
How old? I know.
No, don't answer. None of this.
Oops.
None of this discourse. All right. I feel like this nonsense needs to come to an end.
You know what's so funny?
What?
Every time we end an episode, you're like, all right, I feel like we should stop here.
I say that?
Every time.
Then you say it to them.
No, I just think it's funny. I don't want to say it. I just think it's funny that you're always like, all right, well, I think we should stop here, you guys.
Oh, no. I need new ways to end it.
Like, bye, little sexies.
Well, let you start it.
Okay. Well, I feel like we should end here.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, little sexies.
Have a great week.